Do you often ask yourself, why do we keep on moving forward? Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled, Moving Forward. Each and every day, we move forward. Each and every thing we do, whether it's a failure, whether we succeed, we keep on moving forward, soldiering on. Do you ask yourself, why is it a must to keep on moving? Yet some things are just beyond our control. Yet what we do when we keep on moving, that's in our hands. It's either you can just sit back and say, I will see life play it out and I will just capitalize, or you can say, I will do my best to see that what happened yesterday, all the flaws which I went through, all the troubling times that you went through, you'll make sure they never ever happen again. Yet more often, when we see that the troubled times which we went through, we want them never to occur again. It's like we're summoning them to come back like a hurricane to sweep through us, and we find ourselves within those bruise against of the same struggles. Some people would say, it seems like you do not learn from your mistake. Believe me, I have been there, but yet we keep on soldiering on. I keep on moving forward. Ever, I seem to understand one thing about life. Life is about moving forward, and what you do when you're moving forward. Yes, troubling times, they never seem to end. That's how life is, and how does life is shaped to be. Those troubling times, believe me, they are made to sharpen us, make us to understand the true definition that when we say, I am alive and I'm living and kicking. That's why we have to keep on moving in life. That's why we have to keep on proceeding. The troubling times, they never go away, believe me. They are always there, and they always loom large, believe me. Why? It's because if you do something to push the trouble which are just hanging above us, above you, we have managed to sail through without any bumps in the road. But the minute you get comfortable and you get cocky and you decide to say, well, you know it all, even although you might have known it and you might assume you're in control, believe me, the bumps will come in. Your road will start to have bumps out of nowhere. They'll start to have what we refer to potholes. Problems will just be there lying for you, because now you assume you know the trick of life. Believe me, no one knows the trick of life. Even if you succeed in one arena, you are bound to struggle in another circumstance. We're all gonna go through some patches in life, and you're gonna have your own fair share, which is gonna be directed at you. And by that time, no one's gonna be there to hold your hand. This is sometimes through some challenges, we have our family members who we seek advice, who we say, if something goes wrong, here I go, how, what happens? Because we have to understand that we are shaping our own lives. And the troubles of our backgrounds, we cannot always run to those and say, oh no, whatever happened, it's because I have a poor background. You know what it said? Because life keeps on moving forward. The story about me crying over my background, wanted to be holded by my hands, that will all stop when I reach a certain age. Mostly that age is 30 years. You see, when you reach 30 years, no one's going to be holding your hand. Even that background story, which you would want to say, it's something which you rely upon, it ends there. It is said that the background story ends at 30 years, when you're at 30. And then from 30 years above, now you are the background. You are creating the way forward. Why do we have to keep on moving forward in life? Because the true definition of life revolves around time. That's why we have to keep on moving forward. The true definition of life is we keep on pushing, chasing down the clock, chasing down the years, moving from having a lot of energy at a young age and having a lot of time. Believe me, when you are still young, when you start beginning from preschool, primary, and high school, there you have abundance of time. Now there will come a time after that period of abundance of time. It's whether you go to university, it's whether you go to college, or it's whether you persuade a career after high school. Just know that whatever you do after high school, time is gone. Time seems to be diminishing. Life seems to be moving forward. But at that time, when time seems to be moving forward, you are broke. You have no money. You keep on moving forward, learning the true values of life. So during the time of moving forward, when you're in the space of high university, you know, of university, college, or pursuing a career, at the beginning, money is something which you're chasing after. The moment, because you don't have money, that's when you seem to start to understand that time is simply you are just simply busy, but with no funds to have a break in between. The moment you move out of varsity, you start to work. Yes, time is still limit, is still small, but when you start to generate cash income, that's when you can start to plan your time. And when you plan your time, that's when you can have vacations and take breaks and go and relax. But that's when you start to understand that we keep on moving forward in life. We wake up 9 to 5, most people. Some people, they are musicians. Some, they are authors. All of those people, they have to work to generate income. It's not like it's a simple thing. But what happens in life is that the moral of the story, we keep moving forward. Whether you have a plan or no plan, you keep moving forward. Whether you are successful or not successful in life, life doesn't give a damn. You keep moving forward. Whether you are smiling, whether you are happy, whether you are in tears, we keep moving forward. Whether you are lazy to do something about your life, we keep moving forward. That's the story of life. And it will always be like that. No one can change it. The true reality in life is that we move forward. And as we move forward, we go back to what I was saying, the background.
there's a lot of people when they are going forward at a young age, they will tell you that it's all about my background. I had a poor background. What do you want to do about that background? You want to let it be like that for the rest of your life, and you want your children to know that you had a terrible background. So what if you had a terrible background? Now it's in a time where you keep on moving, when you are moving forward, that you change that those aspects of you always crying and saying, I had a tough background. Oh, at home we're poor, at home this, at home that. My father was not working, my mom didn't have this, we at home didn't have 1, 2, 3. What are you willing to do to move from that background and start to create a background that which when you give it to your children, it's going to be better than what you went through? You cannot sit down and say and fold your arms and say, I will wait for a manna from heaven to change my situation in life. By the time you assume of that manna from heaven, or when something starts to happen, believe me, it's when you are going to be buried, and then that's it. The rest of the people in line will still continue with your poor background because of your poor decision making. Keep moving forward. Try wiser decisions in life. Remember one thing, you have to be unique in life. Life is not meant for us to think in the same way. That's why if your background story was completely tough, create a background for your upcoming generation, which is going to be sufficient, which is going to be nice, and leave that as a mark for them. Whatever they will do when you are no longer on this earth, as we're just moving forward towards the graveyard, whatever they will do, whether they ruin that background which you would have created, which was beautiful and amazing picture, if they decide to ruin it, you give them a clear good picture. And whatever happens is beyond you, it's under control. In life, moral of the story, we move forward towards the end of our time on earth. It just keeps on going. That's the same way we keep on moving forward. That's how life is. The true definition of life is time. The true definition of life is time. Believe me, there is no true definition of life which doesn't involve time. We grow up, the clock is ticking. Everything keeps on moving. Time is the true definition of life, that everything happens according to a clock. And the clock of life is something which doesn't stop. It keeps moving forward. The moment you are born, we start counting down the month. And then you have the first year. And then from the first year, we keep on going. You see, we just keep on moving. There's no stopping. That's how life is. It's a story just keeps on evolving. Moral of the story, keep on moving. Take right decisions. Don't take shortcuts in life. Shortcuts, they will take you nowhere in life. Only to a place of regret after a long time. So try to do things the right way while you are moving forward. You will reap the rewards. There's no way if you sweat and you sweat that you will never ever reap the rewards. You will reap the good rewards. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself and keep on moving forward in life.